Jennifer at NYSIS. May I help you?
Hello, this is Justin from the provider's office, and this call is regarding bill status.
Yes, bill status, all bill status requests have to go through Mitchell.
Yeah, we contacted the Mitchell, but they said that it is denied by the adjuster and no specific denial reason has been mentioned on the UB.
It should have one. Let me pull the case up. What's the claim number that you have?
Yeah, the claim number is 695-09339.
Patient's name?
Christopher Clark.
Date of birth?
Date of birth, August 15 of 1977.
And what is the date of service?
Date of service is October 21 of
2024. And the billed amount?
Billed amount is $652.10.
Okay, so this case was closed out on a Section 32 settlement in July of 2024. So any bills after July are not the responsibility of NYSIS.
All right. So can you help me with one more date of service, which is before the July of 2024?
Okay, what is that?
That is April 16 of 2024 with the billed amount of
16.
Yeah.
5/12/31.
I'm sorry, 5/12.
I have one data service denied here for that, but it was 5/12/31. The amount billed, is that correct?
No, the billed amount is $1,500.
Okay, 416. Okay, so yeah, let me go back in here. It looks like so there was a third party settlement on this case, so we were not liable for any medical or any comp payments at that time either. And then the case closed, and they came to a settlement, you know, agreeing to close out the file. So there's a third-party settlement on
mm-hmm.
this case prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the patient would have to pay the bill and then ask for reimbursement.
Okay. All right. So can you help me with the claim settlement letter, some kind of, for this both date of services?
Can I help you with what?
The claim settlement
letter. Like the letter saying?
Yeah.
We don't provide that, but I can give you the date. Let me just find it. I can give you the date when it all took place.
Yeah.
Okay, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, thank you for your patience. I can't seem to find, the section, the third-party settlement letter, but everything is denied at that point for it. But there were some bills that were paid for that data service to another provider. So I'm going to look into this 416. I don't think our system will allow us to make any payments since the case has been settled, but I'm going to see if there's any way they can make an review it to see if it should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give me a call back in a couple weeks on this data service?
Yeah, sure. I will give you a call back.
Because I don't think we would be liable for it at this point, but it was received before the 32, so we would be liable. But if there was a third party in progress that was paid out, then we wouldn't be. So I just need to do some more digging.
Okay, sure. And also, can I contact you by email?
Yeah, sure.
May I have your email, please?
It's J Belfiore. It's J, B as in boy, E as in Larry, F as in Frank, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, @nicef.com.
It was JBEFOR@nicef.com.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.